From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. At Washington University in St. Louis, the first and only vice presidential debate of this presidential election season, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin and Delaware Senator Joseph Biden have been debating for about the last 50 minutes or so, and we're going to talk about some of what's come up in this debate with NPR's senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Hey, Ron.
Good to be with you, Melissa.
The top chunk of this debate was all about the economy, about the financial bailout package, about taxes. And let's listen to the beginning of this debate. Both candidates were asked about the bailout bill and whether they thought it represented the best or worst of Washington. Let's listen first to Senator Biden.
I think it's neither the best or worst of Washington, but it's evidence of the fact that the economic policies of the last 8 years have been the worst economic policies we've ever had. As a consequence, you're seeing what's happened on Wall Street. If you need any more proof positive of how bad the economic theories have been, this excess of deregulation, the failure to oversee what was going on, letting Wall Street run wild, I don't think you needed any more evidence than what you see now.
And that was a theme that Senator Biden struck throughout the debate, Ron. Let's also now listen to Governor Palin. Same question.
You know, I think a good barometer here as we try to figure out, has this been a good time or a bad time in America's economy, is go to a kid's soccer game on Saturday and turn to any parent there on the sideline and ask them, how are you feeling about the economy? And I'll bet you you're going to hear some fear in that parent's voice. Fear regarding the few investments that some of us have in the stock market. Did we just take a major hit with those investments?
And Ron, that sort of populist, you heard Sarah Palin tonight say things like Joe Sixpack, she's talking about hockey moms, a lot of that language threaded throughout her side of the debate tonight.
Yes, putting herself in your life, putting herself into the everyday experiences that you're having with the economy, with your concerns about terrorism, with your concerns about foreign policy questions, trying to empathize at every opportunity.
And at the same time, Joseph Biden has been strongly linking Senator John McCain with the policies, the economic policies in particular, of the Bush administration. Let's listen to a bit of what he said about John McCain's comments in recent weeks.
Until 2 weeks ago, it was two Mondays ago, John McCain said at 9 o'clock in the morning that the fundamentals of the economy were strong. 2 weeks before that, he said, George, we've made great economic progress under George Bush's policies. 9 o'clock, the economy was strong. 11 o'clock that same day, two Mondays ago, John McCain said that we have an economic crisis. That doesn't make John McCain a bad guy, but it does point out he's out of touch. Those folks on the sidelines knew that 2 months ago.
Governor Palin, you may respond.
John McCain, in referring to the fundamental of our economy being strong, he was talking to and he was talking about the American workforce, and the American workforce is the greatest in this world with the ingenuity and the work ethic that is just entrenched in our workforce. That's a positive, that's encouragement, and that's what John McCain meant.
Ron Elving, John McCain has had trouble in the last couple of weeks, clearly trouble in the polls as the economy has tanked, and these words have come back to haunt him.
Yes, they have. And it was an artful turnaround, I thought, on Sarah Palin's part to say that what he was really saying was that the American worker was a fundamentally sound worker, a strong worker. All right, he was talking, it seemed at the time, about the fundamentals of the economy more broadly, including such things as unemployment, the lack of jobs for that American worker. But let's let that one go and move on to some of the other things that they discussed, including energy and including federal spending and including Iraq and Iran and Afghanistan.
Yep, we'll get to a bunch of those in a second. There was a point in this debate when the moderator, Gwen Ifill of PBS, followed up on this question of, well, if you're going to have this bailout, what will go? Let's take a listen.
What promises, given the events of the week, the bailout plan, all of this, what promises have you and your campaigns made to the American people that you're not going to be able to keep?
Well, the one thing we may have to slow down is a commitment we made to double foreign assistance. We'll probably have to slow that down. We also are going to make sure that we do not go forward with the tax cut proposals of the administration of John McCain, the existing one for people making over $250,000, which is $130 billion this year alone. We're not going to support the $300 billion tax cut that they have for corporate America and the very wealthy.
And same question put to Governor Palin, and then this follow-up from Gwen Ifill.
So, Governor, as Vice President, there is nothing that you have promised as a candidate that you wouldn't take off the table because of this financial crisis we're in?
There is not, and how long have I been at this? Like 5 weeks? So there hasn't been a whole lot that I've promised except to do what is right for the American people, put government back on the side of the American people, stop the greed and corruption on Wall Street, and the rescue plan has got to include that massive oversight that Americans are expecting and deserving. And I don't believe that John McCain has made any promise that he would not be able to keep either.
Ron, I want to move on to foreign policy, which is where the debate was shifting as we began talking, and they were talking about the Iraq and the exit strategy from Iraq. And Sarah Palin said this, the Obama-Biden ticket would be waving the white flag of surrender. Tell us more about that Iraq exchange.
She said the plan from the Obama-Biden ticket was essentially to raise the white flag in withdrawing from Iraq, and that what we needed to do was we needed to stay long enough for the Iraqis to be able to govern themselves and protect themselves. Joe Biden then said, respectfully, I didn't hear a plan for us getting out there. And then he went on to talk about the timetable that he and Barack Obama favor with various benchmarks and so forth for withdrawal. The essential disagreement here, of course, is what it's been between the top of the ticket candidates. John McCain wants to talk about the surge and its success in recent months, and Barack Obama wants to go back and talk about the wisdom of our going into Iraq in the first place and the wisdom of staying there indefinitely, even if the surge has done some good. So that was essentially where they wound up in their exchange tonight as well.
And Sarah Palin also using Joe Biden's words against him from the primary when he said that Barack Obama was not ready to be commander-in-chief.
Yes, and then Joe Biden came back and said, you know, Barack Obama is ready to get us out of Iraq. Obama's policies would be the best way for us to go forward there. And he basically just tried to talk past those things that he said when he was running against Barack Obama roughly a year ago, and they were having a number of debates as rival Democratic candidates in 2007.
Ron, let's talk a bit more broadly about where the campaign is right now. There was news today that John McCain is withdrawing his campaign from the battleground state of Michigan. He's conceding that does not think he's going to win that state, clearly, because he's pulling his staff out, and Barack Obama has opened up a wide lead. Sarah Palin, going into this debate tonight, had been hammered in the press based on interviews she'd done. What do you see going forward from this and into next week's presidential debate?
A strange situation in Michigan, because the lead is not that great there, and it was a surprise to many people that McCain should actually stop running ads there and cancel his appearances there next week. Not clear what exactly is going on there, but the local people hope that he'll come back in Michigan. Kind of a surprising concession on their part. Sarah Palin's been having a tough couple of weeks, but tonight she's in a format where she can be much more vibrant, much more herself, choose the things that she chooses to actually respond to and talk about, and not be pinned down on specific informational questions. And I think she's been quite strong and quite empathetic as she's answered these questions.
Okay. NPR Senior Washington Editor Ron Elving. Ron, thanks very much.
Thank you, Melissa.